our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How do you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week, D'Anthony. The top of the show, we're heading to Miami next week. Or Miami for the rest of you losers who actually pronounce the M. You shouldn't, okay? If you spent some time down there, you know you don't pronounce that first M, all right? Trying to find some places near the stadium, D'Anthony. And I think it might be near Little Havana.
Maybe. I don't know. You got a hotel that's like an hour away from everything. So
it's not an hour away. It's not a. It's an Airbnb. It's in Miami, obviously.
It's just above North Miami, which is going to, in traffic, take us about 45 minutes.
Well, it's 12 miles from the stadium. And unfortunately, that's Miami, right?
It's closer to Hollywood, really.
It's not. It's 12 miles from the stadium. Okay. That's all we could get, because you want to stay down by Brickell and all that shit, and they don't have any five bedrooms down there. It's all like two bedrooms and then a couple bunk beds.
I'm probably going to get a hotel.
Sleeping on the floor. Look at you.
I just don't want to be near you fucking cunt.
Yeah. Look at you, dude.
Me and Georgie are going to try to find a place to play some dominoes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Why not? I'll go down with you like Friday morning or something, and we'll first play dominoes and drink coffee with some old Cuban dudes, and then we'll beat them to death.
Right? In life or
no, in reality, because okay. Cuba apparently has been bitching about how we treated the Cuban players while they were here for the World Baseball Classic. And I'm like, I understand that the Cubans that are here in America left that area for a reason, but still somebody's got to pay.
Sure.
You've besmirched my name, and now someone's got to pay for that.
I understand that. Hard AF Seltzer was in that stadium for the World Baseball Classic, and that was fun. But I said that I would announce on today's show where we were going to meet up. And I'm having a hard time with it. Bobby, can you look at some either bars and or restaurants near the stadium down there? D'Anthony and I ran into this. It's the new Hard Rock Stadium, where just kind of nothing around out there. And I don't want to take us. I don't want to lead us into a horrific part of town, is what I'm saying. There was one sports bar that said, oh, that looks fun and flirty. And then the review said, no, don't go here. There was definitely strippers on top of this table at one point, and this is a converted strip club that is now servicing food.
Sorry, what's the problem?
Well, the problem was the food, I guess, was not great, and people complained that perhaps they didn't do enough to clear out the stripperness from the environments.
So what do
put
you
put a better food joint in there?
What do you think happened? They shut down for a while, put a kitchen in, but the strippers just continued living there, and now they just jump on the table. It's like,
I'm not sure,
an infestation of strippers.
Not sure how that works.
I think that's probably where we should go.
Maybe. But Bob, if you can find us a place down by Lone Depot Park.
Yeah, Bar Capri. I think we're done.
That might have been the place of the strip club, dude.
Nope.
Is it all purple?
This is not the strip club place. It's another place. We're done.
Come on. It's got bars on the windows, dude.
Is that Jared?
Oh, so put that picture back up.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. That is not on their thread.
We're done.
Oh, man.
That's definitely like a dive bar, not a restaurant.
We
right?
would get killed in there. Are those real caballeros?
Well, we were trying to find a dive bar for Friday night, so... I think we found the spot.
Well, Friday night, luckily, we'll be at the game. That'll go on for a while, unless we see two no-hitters. But yeah, try to find us a place so we can all meet up for Friday. Because, again, it appears D'Anthony's throwing out the first pitch that night.
Yeah.
And it should be fun. We need to get a head count.
Kind of shitty, because I'm going to have to stay relatively sober up until that point.
What do you think? You go drunk? You go full drunk or no?
No.
Okay. You got to focus. If you bounce it though, you'll never hear the end of it. We'll show the footage on the show next week.
I'm gonna throw it like over the backstop or something.
Now that wouldn't be bad. We just can't. Who's the worst first pitch of all time? Was it
50 Cent?
50 Cent.
By the way, the game's Thursday night. Now
I don't know. Fauci was pretty bad too.
Well, no, we're going with Drinking Bros on Friday night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Meetup's so Friday.
The meetup's Friday. We've got to do the Howsy Twosies. Make sure all the things are in place, because if they're not, there could be some screaming. But hopefully that won't be necessary.
And if you're in Miami and you plan on coming with us, I think Reed says there's 10 people.
Yes, Friday night. Yeah.
So find Reed White on Instagram and tell him that you're coming.
Correct.
And don't talk to me. Don't look me in the eyes.
Yeah, we'll all meet up for drinks, some laughs, and then we'll all head over to the ballpark together. That is Friday night, March 31st. So 8 days from now. We will be down in Miami.
And if you want to bring pills and cocaine.
Please do.
Yeah, please.
Please do. Don't come empty-handed, okay? We've had some of those people today.
I think I found a spot.
Had some of those people today. Well, yeah, what do you got? What do you got?
The people that were here the other day brought water. Last week it was barbecue. These assholes showed up with nothing. Nothing.
No, they had food for themselves.
Oh, yeah. They made us watch them eat it, too. Yeah,
I had to watch them eat Chick-fil-A all
night. Now, I got hard because I'm into that sort of thing. I like voyeurism, right?
Yeah.
But still, it's like, you didn't know that was going to be the case.
And they also didn't know that Dan was watching you through a peephole in the wall eat your food, and that's the only way he can get off.
It's not the only way, but it's the best way.
It's the best way.
Most efficient. I didn't have a whole lot of time.
What do we got, Bob? What's this place?
It's like called a fun zone. Thank you, Miami, Cochina, and Beer House.
What the fuck? Was that like a community college, and they turned it into a restaurant? What is this shit? Why are there so many weird places in fucking Miami?
Yeah, it's just part of FIU.
God damn. Okay.
I mean, this is the street. This is the street view. It's this front part here.
It's like Trump University campus, and they just turned it into a restaurant when he defaulted.
If you got a degree from Trump University, you're good for life.
I honestly would pay for that.
Yeah.
I would use, I think I, well, no, it's probably.
Have you seen their helmets?
I still got a couple years.
They've got pretty sweet unis. They had a football team for a while.
What?
Trump University, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
A lot of high-powered athletes went there. I think Jalen Carter might enroll there next year. We'll see what happens. Is that a real place, Bob, or is that fake?
No, it's real. It's the only place that looks remotely legit around the stadium.
Why?
Which means there's going to be 1,000 people there.
Yeah,
it's Miami, man. Everything's neon. I'm not even asking questions. It's just, you got your cocaine glasses on in Miami. You know,
one would think there's just like a good old fashioned, you know, Panera Bread. So I'm kidding. They don't serve a Panera Bread. Could you imagine? No. Hey, meet us at the Panera, dude. Let's all get some hospital food before we go in.
It's literally this place and then 20 Nicaraguan restaurants.
Ah.
You got to be careful saying that word.
Yeah, you sure do, Bob. That's a hard C. That can't be turned into a G, friend. Okay? Not on this program. We're live on YouTube. All right? We're trying to get rid of your racism. All right? Speaking of racism, that's our first story today. 28 things that are racist right now.
Yeah, Bob, go ahead and pull up this Twitter thread. So this very obviously gay dude named Casually Greg.
Whoa.
He's a combat veteran, I'm told.
How do we know that he's gay?
The rainbow flag on his profile and also his face.
Okay, gotcha.
But he was in the military. I don't remember where. Somebody told me once, but I can't remember where. But he's pretty post funny stuff on the interwebs.
I like the name Casually Greg. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he doesn't want to fully commit to his own name. I'm not sure how I feel about that. But he made a list of news articles over the past couple of years calling random everyday things racist.
Okay.
And it's really fucking funny, so I decided we should probably lead off.
I love it. Let's do it. So first one is the word picnic. This was in the Inquirer. It says, is the word picnic racist? How to deal with questions about language right now. Why would the word picnic be racist?
I don't know.
Again, if we replace that C with a G, then yes, I could see that. But I don't really understand where the term picnic came from.
So there's actually a Reuters fact check about it.
All right.
Apparently, some people were circulating an infographic that claimed that the word picnic originated from from racist extrajudicial killings of black people.
And then they had food afterwards?
Yeah. So text in the post states that the word picnic was used to, quote, describe festive events attended by racist whites.
Okay. Now, you've murdered people.
Quite a few, yeah. And I've also been to quite a few picnics.
Were you hungry after? Yeah, I was going to say, were you hungry afterwards? Did you and your mates have a picnic?
You always remember a meal after doing a murder, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm hungry necessarily, but definitely.
But a nice sit down where you kind of break bread and share a laugh about the day.
Well, no bread because I'm not poor, but yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that that's just a colloquial term.
Yeah, it is. It is. Next up is peanut butter and jelly racist. What is implicit bias? How is peanut butter and jelly racist?
Because we co-opted peanut butter from a black man.
Oh, George Washington Carver.
But he didn't actually invent peanut butter.
No, he didn't. That was Jimmy Carter.
He invented...
Carter.
Bob, doesn't he have like 80-plus peanut-related inventions and butter isn't one of them?
Yes, and peanut butter was actually invented by a white Canadian man.
Fucking... Just like basketball. Yep. Yeah. Naismith.
Son of a bitch,
man! Black
dude.
People have been riding high on that one for a long time.
I know, dude.
I feel like that's racist against us.
My food isn't your culture. Stop smearing it all over your white bread, too. Shit.
I think Kellogg gets enough credit.
You think so?
Well, no. So Marcellus Edson made peanut paste, and then Dr. John Harvey Kellogg. Patented a process for creating peanut butter from raw peanuts.
Yeah, but his name was Marcellus, and that's kind of black.
It is.
Yes.
So I think that's fair.
Maybe that's where they got mixed up.
That's a middle ground on that one for me. I'm comfortable now.
Yeah. Next one up is brownies. Girl Guides of Canada, this is from CNN, renamed brownies to be more inclusive.
Well, that's what I just call people of color.
Same. Are we not supposed to do that, or is that whiteies? Was brownies not including whiteies? Is that what we're doing there? I'm trying to figure that one out.
We can't confuse drug types with people.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can. Okay. Absolutely.
Why not?
Every race has a fucking drug. I'll start with whites. Cocaine.
Fair.
Okay. Black, I would say weed. Like, when did weed really get popular? When Dr. Dre came out with The Chronic, right? That's when everybody was smoking weed. I didn't know weed was cool until that album really came out.
I think the immigrants used it when working in the fields.
Because, like, the 60s weed is totally different than today's weed. Like, that's a different, you know? Because you would have said, like, maybe Bob Dylan or some of those guys or Grateful Dead or whatever.
I've grown tired of people talking about how great weed used to be, by the way. There's no way that it was better back then than it is now.
Not one prayer.
Just growing out in a fucking field somewhere.
Yep.
No, you have dudes with PhDs now growing weed in a lab. You're telling me it's not better? Fuck off.
And that's why I go black with this one, is because the great weed truly got popularized with Insane in the Membrane, Dr. Dre, all those guys in the 90s. So that's when I was like, Cypress Hill. What am I missing? Oh, this is really strong, great weed. Before then, it was in a shoebox. It had a bunch of seeds in it, and it sucked. But now it's fucking awesome.
Do you remember people used to say if you smoked too many seeds, you would grow titties?
Yes.
I don't think that's true.
And they used to put
a
box of them.
I'll fact check that. I really don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't seem... I don't know why. I mean, maybe it has some kind of enzyme in it that makes you produce more estrogen or anything. But anyways, brownies...
It's to include the whiteies?
They renamed the Girl Guides, which is like the Girl Scouts in Canada.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. They renamed brownies to something else. It doesn't say what. But they did that to be more inclusive.
I don't really... I mean... What are you going to call it then?
I fuck if I know.
That's crazy, dude. And there is no brownies in Canada.
What's in? It's like a fudge cake, maybe?
No, it's...
well, that's what a brownie is, fudge cake,
yeah,
basically.
I don't know what you would go with that.
But like fudge cake, that sounds even more racist.
Macadamia. Yeah, I don't know. What do you do? I don't know what they renamed it to.
I'm going
to
start calling my black friends fudge cake.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll love it. I'm sure they'll love it.
Both of them will love it, yeah.
Next up is the word dairy. Civil rights groups say school lunch programs' dairy emphasis is racist. A report in The Hill covers efforts by 28 civil rights and child care groups to pressure the U.S. Department of Agriculture over what they say dietary racism. Holy shit, dude. Dietary racism? Is because dairy is white?
No, it's because...
Milk?
Non-white children are more likely statistically to be lactose intolerant.
Nope. I was correct on this one. It says only incentivizing cow's milk is the problem. Children of color Or more like, oh, more likely lactose intolerant. Okay.
Let's let you sit in that one for a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't read the rest of it. It's what shame feels like. If you're at home right now and you're alone in a bathtub listening to this show, maybe you got your phone out and you've got it in the tub, so it goes a little louder. This is what shame feels like. Next up, bicycling. I'm not really sure what a bicycle is. America has a cycling program. This was in the Washington Post. These are real fucking newspapers, dude. American cycling has a racism problem. How racism has shaped the history and presence of bicycle use.
This essay is adapted from an article entitled, quote, Cycling on the Color Line, Race, Technology, and Bicycle Mobilities in the Early Jim Crow South, 1887 to 1905. Somebody actually wrote that at a university and was awarded some kind of credit or a grade for it.
Mm-hmm. His name is Nathan Cardon. Fucking so if you want to look up Nathan and just give him a wave online.
Like, you just need to take whatever money from that grant you were given to write that and go just pay for black families' groceries.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Like, good Lord. Why?
I don't know. Swimming is the other one. Meet the black women pushing for equality in swimming. Is there a disparity there?
Well, that's an article from last year. And
right.
I haven't been to public swimming pools in a while, but I don't think they are segregated.
They're not.
Are you allowed at them?
They're not.
Am I allowed them?
No. I mean,
because I'm not allowed near children. Yeah, right? That's not racist.
It's not racist at all. It's just not allowed near kids. With this one, though, I know there's a trope that black people can't swim, but it doesn't appear that anybody's saying anything about that here. So what the fuck? I mean, shit, we just had the last Olympics, the Summer Olympics. There was a black chick who actually won a medal. So I don't know. Fucking. White people aren't as good at basketball. Who fucking cares? Running is the next one. Running is too white. Now, and it doesn't have to be, it says.
The most famous runners in the world are all black.
Yeah.
All of them.
Every single one of them.
Literally all of them.
Jesse Owens.
As a matter of fact, there's one village in Kenya that produces almost every New York and Boston Marathon winner.
Yeah.
One village, just one small area. And then, of course, there's that dickhole from Jamaica that's the fastest dude on earth.
Yeah, Usain Bolt. Yeah. And then obviously you got a runner right behind you, OJ Simpson, one of the best to ever do it. Mm. Different sport, but he still runs fast. Says we need to make running accessible and safe for non-white Americans, as if that's a problem. Don't really see how. Next up, coffee. Is coffee racist? How drinking coffee perpetuates white supremacy. Why is coffee on there? Here it says, this is created by black people for black people. Ooh. And now a pillar of white supremacist capitalism. If you consume coffee, you are helping an industry built on racism. So is the coffee industry entirely racist? I mean, the only ones we know are friends and they're all white, so maybe there's something to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Should Jared do the show tomorrow in blackface then to kind of make up for it?
I think he should. Yeah.
Or at least apologize.
Yeah.
By the way, coffee was not created by black people.
It was started in Yemen was the first use.
Yeah.
From what I'm saying.
But they also didn't create it. They saw some goats eating it and then tripping the fuck out afterwards. They're like, hey, let's eat this as well.
Yeah, let's do it. But that's not what a Yemen. What would you call it? Middle Eastern?
It is. They're Arab, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's right next, it touches tips, basically, with Somalia, so there's a fair amount of back and forth between the two areas.
Afro-Arabs, they're called.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Bob, let's get it straight, okay, before you go on air and you make a dum-dum of yourself live on air here. Pantry porn?
Yeah, people taking pictures of their very well-organized pantries, that's racist.
And sexist.
Because I don't think people are doing that. Like, look at how much food I got, bitch. That would be a pretty funny flex, though.
That's just a sweet flex.
You go to your deep freezer and just take a selfie of yourself with a bunch of meat. Like, how's it feel being poor, bitch?
I'm gonna be honest though. If there's food doesn't really get me off online unless somebody's sitting on a huge stack of meat from something. Like when your meat guy comes, I get a fucking boner from that, and I understand it. But in no way do I think it's racist or misogynist, to be honest with you.
Maybe a little bit.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
Okay. Cleanliness is the next one here. This is according to the DC Inquirer. Loyola professor declares white women's pantries racist, claims cleanliness upholds racism. Should it just be dirty? All the pantries be
dirty? I guess, and that makes God racist too, right?
Yeah.
Cleanliness is next to godliness. It's
real close.
So he's at least racist adjacent.
Yeah, razor thin line there. Boy, this is CNN again. PETA says phrases like bring home the bacon are comparable to racism and homophobia. Why? I would have thought that would have been a sweet, like, gay thing of like, hey, why don't you bring home that bacon and then fuck me in the ass with it? But I guess we're not doing that.
Or maybe bacon is the ass. Like, if you're a top and you're saying bring home the bacon, talking about.
Let's see that fucking ass.
Can you not sneeze when I'm saying weird shit?
Hey, Sneezy, knock it off. We're doing a television program, okay?
Sorry. It's a program, I believe.
Is it?
You got to shorten that down a little bit.
Progs. We're doing a progs here, all right?
I'm watching my stories.
Yes. We've got stories and programs on now, Bobathy.
That's the way to trigger me, just say I'm watching my stories.
Shakespeare is the next one. This is according to The Atlantic. I feel like most of these should be in The Atlantic. All of Shakespeare's plays are about race.
They're actually about subverting the English crown, which couldn't be farther from what the fuck this guy's talking about. What a fucking moron.
Bob, and all the Shakespeare you've done throughout your illustrious theater in high school, were you doing it out of race or no?
You just pick up the script and know. Before you open it.
Yeah. Okay.
And, I played, I was Puck in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh, big fan.
So I was in some goat face, I guess you could say.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm just kidding. I wasn't Puck. Yeah. I wish.
Oh, you weren't Puck?
I wasn't Puck.
Puck was a sweet character.
I know.
Somebody else got, you got out pucked.
I got out pucked.
Right. I think Shakespeare might be the first Western author of any sort to have a black person that's not a slave in their fucking writing.
Othello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Othello. Feel like
the first guy to play him on screen was a white man in blackface.
Right.
Lawrence Olivier.
Yeah. Right? And then we tried to make up for it last year with Denzel.
I mean, you got to... Well, Denzel was in Macbeth. Yeah, we gave Macbeth to a
black... Oh, that's right, we did. We switched it up.
Right.
That's what we did.
I'm more of a Grendel guy myself.
There might be black or non-white characters in The Tempest as well.
Yeah, but were they slaves?
I don't know. The Tempest is a weird play.
It's like almost the Bechdel test, but for black people in literature. Does the guy have a name? Does he have agency?
This hurts. No.
Yeah, it does hurt. It does hurt. What does Bechdel mean?
It's the test that two women could be talking in a film, and people still watch it.
It is, what's her name, Catherine or something? I don't remember.
I think it is Catherine Bechdel.
Yeah, she's. It's a test to see if a film or piece of literature has... It represents women in a real way and not just as a prop, right? That's essentially what it is. But they have to both have names, they have to have agency, and they have to be talking about something other than a man.
Oh, and they, all right. Now this makes more sense. So I dated a lovely lady in college with the last name of Bechdel, and everything you're describing really suits her, you know?
So she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Sweet.
No, she was fine. She was a lovely person. I don't know what happened.
That's not what I heard.
She was... I don't even know who you're talking about, but
I heard she was a real bitch.
Yeah, she was a blast. She was a blast. Exercise is the next one. The white supremacist origins of exercise and six other surprising facts about the history of U.S. physical fitness. And again, if you think these are coming from like fringe outlets, this was Time magazine that said this. So what's racist about exercise?
They're literally the best at exercising.
Who?
The blacks.
Who's they? Giorgio, we don't say those words on this program. I mean,
like Bill Burr Africans. Said, we accidentally sent one race to the gym for 400 years, and now they're kicking our ass at every sport. Bill Burr said that about 10 years ago.
Be fucking amped about it. Yeah. We're not exercising better than anyone else. Us honkies here. Dang it. Next up, oh boy, this one's going to really rile up Delco today. It's the Washington Post. The Masters tradition is rooted in racism and sexism.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
I think that one's on the
ones in this list so far.
That one's on the
yeah,
nose.
Yeah.
that one will give you. Do we have the ding? Do we have the check mark that Giorgio loves? There we go. That one I'll give him. Yeah, who was it? Who was the first woman? Was it Condoleezza Rice that played at the Masters?
Yeah. To be a member at Augusta. So yes, they killed two birds with one stone there.
Yeah, they sure did. Sure did. Knocked out race and woman, yeah.
She does everything, though.
She does. She's the head of college football playoff committee right now.
She was. They were talking about her being in like the owner group for the Broncos as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I know Magic Johnson's trying to get the Commanders right now, by the way.
He should rename them the AIDS.
But ES. That way it's the Washington AIDS. My God, that'd be funny. That was just off the cuff.
In honor of
both of us.
Washington, D.C.'s, you know, it's a double entendre. Uncelebrated staffers.
Yes.
Right? They're the ones that run this country.
They sure are. They take most of those fucking meetings. I can assure you of that one. Yeah. Next up, hunting. Is hunting too white?
Well, nobody hunted before white people. We just all starved to death.
The beauty of this is they're using a picture of Steve Rinella on here, who's been on the show numerous times.
God damn.
We've hunted for thousands of years. Indians were the first ones, right? It wasn't even us white men.
It predates race.
Natives.
Yeah. Hunter-gatherers from probably, in our current iteration of DNA, 250,000 years ago.
Okay, great.
But even before then.
Well, it's too white now.
Did you call them the Mesopotamians?
I wouldn't call him anything because that's racist, Giorgio.
It is, Giorgio. Honestly, you've got to check your privilege today. It is really out of control.
Real piece of shit.
I'm going to go home and think about that.
Shit.
Well, you're on notice, so.
Yeah, you sure are, friends. HR is going to be contacting you soon, which you are HR, so.
I'd like to apologize.
Look for that text from yourself. next up, energy systems. The energy system is inherently racist, advocates say. How are utilities responding to calls for greater equity? Millions of utility shutoffs during the pandemic highlighted the growing U.S. electricity affordability crisis. Customer advocates say utilities say funding, outreach, and barriers should be doing more. What is that exactly? People were getting the lights shut off in the ghetto or something? What is it? Yeah. I mean, I thought everything kind of was just kept open for that shit for everybody. Was it not? Am I tripping?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yep.
Fishing is on here. The racism, the resilience behind today's salmon crisis. So salmon have been endangered my entire life, he says. Here's what I didn't realize until I started to become a reporter.
Oh, God.
And this is another massive publication here. Fucking A. AI, finally. Finally. Can AI be racist, sexist, and creepy? What should we do about it? I don't know. It's AI. What do you do?
I mean, I kind of feel like AI was designed by Asians.
Right.
It wasn't us. We're not smart enough to do that.
Isn't that what it stands for? The Asian Institute?
Yeah.
Isn't that AI? Mm-hmm. Am I missing something? Maybe it's something different, you know? STDs. Yep. Critics say monkeypox is a racist name. But it's not going away anytime soon.
Well, no, it didn't. Monkeypox didn't go away until a disease that only gay men get started showing up in children.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it just magically
disappeared.
Never
heard it again after that. That did not have anything to do with race, though, whatsoever. It was simply a different sexual orientation.
Being a fat piece of shit is apparently okay, and saying otherwise is racist.
Yeah. No.
Trees,
dietary moderation, dude.
Trees, national parks, racist.
Yep.
Camping, racist. Ballet, racist.
Can I back up on the camping one here? Because the title of the article says the unbearable whiteness of camping.
Yeah, I guess some black and brown folks went out to national parks to camp and saw too many white people, and then they got scared and left.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Camping is overrated anyway, so you can keep it. If anybody wants it, I'm good with it. Ballet has made the cut. Another one. They're using the same phrases in this. This is the unbearable whiteness of ballet.
I'd agree to that.
Why is it unbearable? Nobody's out there fucking gate checking black people.
I don't know anybody who likes ballet, dude.
That's the unbearable part about it.
Oh, that you have to watch it?
Yeah, that's what I'm
but
saying.
But I don't care what race it is. I just don't want to watch it.
There's punctuation errors.
Ethnic food aisles.
So that one I will... Oh, man. Yeah, fuck it. Who cares? We've gone there today. If this episode's getting pulled, it's getting pulled. When I went to... Our HEB is our grocery store here in Texas. Literally the only one besides like Whole Foods and shit, right? So go to HEB and my wife asked for something for cooking. And she goes, just ask somebody at the grocery store to tell you where the Asian foods are. And I thought she was fucking with me. And I'm like, that's a little much, I feel. And no, sure enough, there was a sign when I got in there and it says Asian foods. And they pointed right towards it. And I was like, huh, all right. I mean, I guess... wouldn't be with everything else. And they said, no, they've got their own aisle. The Asians have their own aisle.
Segregation.
Yes. And that's the way I looked. That's what I said to him. I go, hey, dude, do we have our own aisle? Is there a white aisle? Is there, you know? And he was like, no, what have you guys contributed to food? And I was like, peanut butter? Heard of it?
There's an Italian section, kind of, right?
No, it doesn't say Italian.
There is basically a whole pasta aisle.
It says pasta.
Yeah, but the Chinese invented
pasta, but it doesn't say...
China invented pasta.
I understand they invented it, but it's all Italian shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's maybe like a couple egg noodles, but it's
we got to get out of this. This is taking too long. So,
it's not. The unbearable whiteness of drone work. Drones.
Is a racist and why you can live with that. That's the title of a fucking article. When highways are racist. That's the Washington Times, a conservative outlet.
Huh.
Cars, racist. Big butts are racist now because white women have them and they didn't used to. They stole that from black women.
Yeah.
That was all they had.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the list. I'm tired of talking about this.
Because this is
the dumbest
crazy,
shit I've ever
dude.
Seen in my goddamn life.
Unbearable keeps popping up over and over again. And yeah, man, it's pretty fucking wild. It's pretty fucking wild. A lot of people have been on the show are in these pictures is the things. Oh, it's John Fetterman's wife who is claiming swimming in America is very racist. Huh.
Oh, sweet.
She's about to be our state senator for
No, she's a Pennsylvania. He's a U.S. senator.
Yeah. For state senator for Pennsylvania.
His wife is running for state senate?
Well, she'll get it if he's able to live past it.
He's a state senator as somebody who is in the state legislature. He is a U.S.
senator. Oh, U.S. senator. Okay. But I think she'll get it once they pull the plug on that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That'll go to her. She's been waiting for that job. Hey, you guys! Did they change that? Is that on the license plate of Pennsylvania? Is that the new slogan there?
No, I think it just says D followed by a bunch of R's.
D? It might.
Because it's the dumbest state in the fucking union.
So, if you're wondering out there if you're racist, hopefully these 28 things helped you determine that.
I think it's safe just to assume that everything you... think, do, say, and see is racist.
Yeah, I think so, which will lead us to our next racist sponsor, because it's a white mattress. ghostbed.com/drinking bros.
White like a fucking ghost.
I know, unbelievable. Even though their spokeswoman is now Venus Williams there, you know,
she's racist.
She's not, obviously she's not racist.
No,
definitely not,
but neither are swimming pools. So
no, none of this what is doing, to be honest with you here. But I can tell you this, I don't give a shit what race you are. Ghost Bed's a goddamn great bed to sleep on. And now we're getting 50% off the bundle package. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. It comes with a remote control. You can also get a split king, and that'll come with two, in case your partner's going to sleep before you or after you. Who knows what you guys got into, you fuckers. You crazy fuckers. One of you's up doing coke all night, and the other one wants to go to bed, and it's like, Ricky... I'm doing too much cocaine. I'm going to put my side down. Wink,
or if you've got a hot wife and other dudes are coming into bangers.
Yeah, so, and you're like, man, you don't want to get woken up by sleep. That. Yeah, I got to go sleep. The gangbang can go on, but I got to get my sleep.
But you also want to be able to independently adjust your side so you can get the best angle without affecting their best angle.
100%. You
know I mean? She's on a liberator.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of up at about a 45-degree angle.
Does Ghostbed make a liberator?
No, they I don't think should, so. Dude. I don't think Ghostbed, the mattress company, makes sex toys now.
Well, it's a wedge. It's a nice...
Certainly, you know, but it's only good for one thing. And that's deep vaginal penetration.
Two things. You had to throw anal on there, too. All right? Show some respect.
That's pretty easy to do.
Show some respect. No, look, everybody needs a little help these days. That's for the short kings out there.
I just
there.
Use it to stretch.
Yeah. And you need to.
Stretching and the dong coming out of it, that just it's in my way, to be honest. I don't need that.
To be clear, though, Ghostbed does not sell Liberators yet. Okay? But we'll put in a good word. If you want 40% off everything in the entire store over there, you can pop in the promo code Drinking Bros. That'll get you 40% off mattresses, pillows, everything. By the way, they're still giving away two free pillows with a mattress. Mm-hmm. So if you want the 40% off, the fucking pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. I can promise you that. So pop on down and head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. When you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit there. And all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. Stack that card up as high as it'll go. Juice them. Juice them off, dude. Take all the fucking savings. 40% off. 50% off. Put it to the sky, dude. And they have to do it. They can't say no at that point. And with those deals, you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for $20-25 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, Ukraine is definitely more important than U.S. veterans. When the new House Republican majority adopted their rules package earlier this year, they made it clear that they want to rein in federal government spending to keep a lid on taxes. The package, which governs how the chamber will operate over the next 2 years, lays out several measures aimed at making it harder to hike spending to increase taxes to pay for it. Some of the provisions have been in effect previously when the GOP has controlled the House. One of the provisions is to balance the budget over a 10-year period, which would mean deep cuts in government spending. Before we discuss what we'll see in the Congressional Budget Office proposal, let's talk about what's not in it. What's not in it, D'Anthony?
Well, you're not going to see any cuts to foreign governments, right? Like, we're not going to stop sending money to Ukraine.
Why?
We're not going to stop funding Israel, even though they fucking hate us. As a matter of fact, somebody in the Israeli legislature right now is trying to pass a bill to ban Christianity entirely, and you will get arrested if you caught performing any kind of Christianity or celebrating or worshiping any of that stuff
in
Israel.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And then bombing Yemen, obviously, we got to do that.
Yeah.
You won't find any of that stuff. And the reason is because the people in power own the companies that service those contracts. That's the real reason, obviously.
Yeah.
But one of the, if you read through this entire document, I think if you get down into the 40s, page wise, and then specifically on page 55, you'll see that one of their solutions is to start a means test for VA disability, right? So let's say you're 100% disabled, but you start a business and you make too much money, or your wife makes too much money, then they will take away your VA disability. That's the short version.
Great. Great. Says VA disability payments accounted for $110 billion in 2021. But we've already sent that to Ukraine in what, the last 6 months, 8 months?
8 months.
Swell.
Yeah. So it shows you where, you know, priorities are, because I read the majority of this document and there's a lot of stuff. There's stuff like peeling back Medicare, peeling back defense spending, generally speaking. But all the defense spending comes from like things like disability payments and reducing the size of the military overall, not stopping bombing people or buying supplies and shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's been the problem all along. Like, you're looking around right now wondering why the economy's fucked up, wondering why inflation's rampant, wondering why we're in the middle of a teetering banking crisis. It's because veterans are too greedy. I've said that forever.
You've always said that. You've been one of the first, and you've said, hey, guys, we should give all our money back. We gave up so much overseas. Let's give everything else away that we have.
Yeah. Forget about the fact that you signed a contract that said that if you were injured in the line of duty, you would be paid this money, right? And now the government is trying to welch on that contract. Forget about getting your ass shot off and blowing up and everything. Your service just isn't worth the investment.
Right. Right.
Right.
But Ukraine is, though.
Sure, yeah, because that's a real country.
It's a real country, and we care, mm-hmm. And we've all heard about it, talked about it, thought about it before a year ago.
Yeah.
So it seems right. Yeah. I mean, I don't really understand what's to complain about here. We should just give up everything to Ukraine.
I just, the greedy veteran has done so much damage to this country, you know. I don't know. What are you going to do, right?
I don't know. You today earlier, you gave up your house to somebody.
Yeah, there's an entire family living in my home now.
Yeah.
And I sleep outside.
You said, hey, I apologize. I think you just went downtown in Austin. You just picked up a family up off the street and you said, hey, I'm a veteran. Mm-hmm. I've been super, super greedy by buying a house and trying to make a better life and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Why don't you have my life?
Yeah, and I made sure I did 23andMe on all of them, made sure there was no white in anybody.
And there wasn't?
But there was one dude, but he's dead now.
Okay, cool. Cool.
I didn't have anything. I had the group kill him. Like, this is the means test for me.
Yeah. Do you want the house?
Murder this guy and you can live here.
Or do you not want the house? Because you got to kill the white man.
Yeah.
And but if so, sure.
If you're wondering if there's still any delusion left in your body that these assholes give two fucks about you, you don't need to believe me when I tell you they don't. They're telling you right now.
Yeah.
They don't.
This is fucking wild.
It's, yeah, pretty wild.
And by the way, this is in CNN, so it's not like, you know.
The links are from the Congressional Budget Office.
Yeah, the actual CBO. Budgets. And then it's all backed up here.
By the way, this whole project for the CBO was commissioned by the Republican Party. Just to be clear,
yeah.
Who's doing this.
And why exactly? So look, I know Jon Stewart and those guys always bitch about, you know, what is and isn't getting passed. Now, usually there's a lot of fucking pork in these goddamn bills and all this shit. But for this, why try to slip this in?
I don't know. I mean, first of all, it's only $110 billion a year.
Yeah, which is not a lot.
Compared to other stuff, it's not even fucking scraping the barrel. And the other part of it is, you know, even if you're 100% disabled, you can't live in a city.
Yeah,
with that payment, right?
Right.
Like it's not relative to inflation. You're still pretty close to the goddamn poverty line
mm-hmm.
there. And I guess we made a deal. You know, I'll write a check, blank check to you as a country, up to and including my life. And my expectation is that when I get fucked up, you take care of me afterwards. And now they're welching on that deal. But that's how it always goes, right? Every time a local government fights a union to say, hey, look, we'll add some on the back end of your pension, but we can't pay for all this health care right now. They always save money on the front end and don't pay for your health care, and then they fucking steal your pension from you when you get old enough because they know you should never, ever make a deal with the government.
Right.
If you learned anything from the Native Americans, you should never, ever make a deal with the government.
How do they fare? Did that work out all right?
They all live in camps where they get randomly murdered all the time.
That's right. Shit. Yellowstone makes it look so goddamn romantic, don't they?
Well, 1923 makes it look less romantic.
Oh, it does? I'll have to check it out.
They do a good job of representing all the Catholic schools that were in the northern Midwest in Canada at the time, just fucking raping and murdering girls.
Really?
Yeah, trying to convert them from savages into people who rape and murder girls,
which is
not savage, I guess. I don't know.
Not at all. Sounds fine. By the way, next to this article is an ad for Panda Express and the brand new sizzling shrimp. Looks delightful. Looks delightful.
What is sizzling shrimp exactly? It's just hot shrimp.
Yeah, not sure that it sizzles at all, you know? They're opening up one right by our office over here. Real interested in trying that sizzling shrimp.
You really should not eat it at Panda Express.
Because they use real pandas?
Because there's no real food in any of it.
You don't think so?
No, they just pour some weird gel into a fucking shrimp-shaped mold.
It's a lot of MSG in it. I mean, look, they're not a sponsor. Hopefully, they don't want to be.
The Garden?
Yeah, I fucking shit through a screen door last time I was at Panda Express.
Olive Garden is not a real place either.
Olive Garden is great.
No, it's definitely not. Everything they serve you is frozen. Not one thing is made from scratch.
Salad is very, very fresh.
Now, Cheddar's very, on the other fresh. Hand, that's a scratch chicken. Kitchen.
Yes, Cheddar's is great.
Somebody kept telling me that it was a scratch kitchen. I'm like, relax, dude. We're at Cheddar's.
Yeah.
It's in the name, though.
I'll ride with Cheddar's. I like Cheddar's, too, man. So fuck right off. All right. I've never had a bad meal at Cheddar's or Olive Garden.
I've only had one meal at Cheddar's, and it was I ate a plate of wings and two ribeye steaks.
Yeah. Back to back. I physically watched you do it, and it was great.
I was peckish.
I love Cheddar's. Peckish isn't the word I would use to describe that meal experience.
Go fuck yourself.
Next up, Pentagon thinks seven-year-olds can choose their own gender. Health providers at U.S. military bases, some of whom are involved in treating military-connected minors, blasted the idea of waiting before injecting kids diagnosed with gender dysphoria with puberty blockers and hormones. The DOD providers said in the March edition of the American Journal of Public Health that the only pathway for children of military members who presents with gender dysphoria symptoms is to immediately move towards gender-affirming healthcare. Is that fucking real, dude?
Yeah, so like, and I actually agree wholeheartedly with this. Let's say you, and this is a good way to do it. Your baby, Bob, right?
I've got one too. Let's not just go with Bob. No, I've got a new one too.
Your baby is just working on motor function right now.
Yeah.
So your toddler, right? You put a doll on one side and a baseball on the other side. And if he goes for the doll, you cut his dick off.
That's pretty much where we're at, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Like, I don't understand why you're so transphobic.
No.
Why have you not done this means test for your child's penis?
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. I agree. I'm a real, I don't know, just lackadaisical guy, taking my time, yeah, pretty lazy. Yeah.
Bob, get on it, dude.
I know.
Honestly, man, if the kid chooses, it doesn't 3-4 months old, switch the gender up.
I think like, we should only elect first graders to public office. That's it. Just let them do whatever the fuck they want.
I think we'll all be fine, actually.
We could do this. Maybe when I set up my fucking my compound, we'll have first graders make all the decisions.
Yep.
So it's going to be a lot of fucking dino nuggets for dinner. I don't know where we're going to find them. I guess we'll have to make our own out of the chickens I slaughtered.
We can. So on a serious note here, so I actually had one parent who talked to me about switching a child's gender right around 6-7 years old in this range. And they said, hey, you know, I've always kind of known that my child was this and this and this and this and this. And I'm sitting there staring, and I'm like, man, they don't know me or what I do for a living or anything else. And I'm just like, uh-huh. And they were like, what do you tell, like, you know, you've got boys. And they were like, what do you tell your youngest if he, you know, puts on a dress or wants to wear, like, ballet shoes or, you know, whatever it is at a thing or whatever. And I go, I don't say anything. I was like, because he's a child, and he doesn't know what's going on or anything else. And it's all, you know, dress up and kind of make them ups and everything else. Yeah. So I don't say anything, and I certainly don't ask him if he wants to switch his fucking gender because he's a child.
Yeah.
And, oh, and that's what kids do.
Well, he asked for pink lemonade. It's dick off time. And you just fucking have like a scythe.
Yep.
Slice that goddamn cock right off.
Oh, man, when dude.
Honestly, I of all the weird shit that happens in human life, I wouldn't have guessed this one. Where there's a whole cult of people that want to cut off little kids' dicks and titties, man. It's fucking weird. It's like I think this is the weirdest thing about being alive right now, is that there's like maybe 20 or 30% of the country that thinks that's a good idea, and then another 20 or so percent that are afraid to say it's not.
Right.
What the fuck?
So
all these people should be executed. All these people and this fucking... these doctors at the Pentagon who are recommending this shit, they don't deserve to breathe air.
No,
like you're fucking mutilating children. What the fuck is wrong?
Wild, man. And like, I look, this conversation, by the way, when this went down, this was a couple years ago, they ended up, I'm almost positive, both their kids switched genders, and then that's the way they're going to raise them, and that's it. And I'm like, fucking A, dude. And I heard it through somebody else, and they were like, hey, weren't you at that thing? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, I'm surprised you didn't say anything. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, I'm in a child's birthday party.
I would definitely have something to say.
Man, I'm just like,
I would intentionally misgender the child constantly.
Oh, I didn't call it something else. Yeah. You know,
so this is pretty, to get back into the story, the authors of this, David Klein, Thomas Baxter, Noel Larson, as well as a clinical psychologist, Natasha, it was some stupid fucking name I can't pronounce, demanded the military train all of its providers on their ideas on gender medical interventions for minors, despite acknowledging that 53% of military-affiliated physicians in the Department of Defense health system indicated they would refuse to prescribe. And that's comically low. So the doctors who service the Department of Defense, only 53% said they would refuse this.
It's wild, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand why. What are they worried about?
I don't know. All these people work, Klein Schwe and Baxter work at Travis Air Force Base in California. It's in the Bay Area. And Larson is actually the pediatric endocrinologist at Walter Reed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A, man. Yeah, it's getting wild.
Yeah, so the next time, if let's say Trump or DeSantis gets elected in 24, if they don't immediately fire every federal employee, every doctor who thinks like this, immediately, that should be the first thing they do, is fire all of them and then start an executive order banning this kind of bullshit. If they don't do that, then you should never vote for Republican again. If you can't get these people after you give them your vote to stand up for children, fuck them.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting crazier. Bob, I can't wait for your first convo with it. It's strange. It'll catch you off guard where you're just like, wait, okay, yeah, I mean, shit. It'll get there, and it's super weird.
I've had people ask me what I would do with my kid.
Yeah, are you from other parents?
Yeah. No.
Did you say, how hard should I hit him, or what do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My general thinking on it is if a 9-year-old asked me to wear a dress, I'm like, no, go to school.
Yeah.
If a 13-year-old is like, I want to wear a dress to school, it's like, well, you're a teenager now. You can deal with the consequences of that one way or the other and how you'll be.
Yeah, and you can head down that road. Right. And if you think that's correct later on, great. Yeah.
Obviously, I'm never giving a child fucking hormones or anything. But like, seriously, no. If my son came up to me and was like, I want to wear a dress to junior high today, I would be like,
cool.
You know what? You're figuring shit out.
Exactly. And that's fine. No, but if they wanted to change genders at 13, I'd have a fucking problem.
Make them right. Do acid like Matt and Trey at the fucking Golden Globes or whatever.
Like, if they want to wear the dress, yeah. They have to take acid. Yeah.
And then go to the Oscars?
I think that's a decent compromise.
Yeah, I think so.
Honestly, I feel like they took that away from us. Dudes used to be able to satirically wear dresses all the time, and now we can't.
Yeah, it used to be funny. I mean, some of the best comedy in the 80s and 90s was drag, black dudes especially in drag.
Well, they're still doing it. Medea.
Dude, Martin used to crush it.
Is he still making movies?
Who? Are you kidding? There's another one coming
out. Like Medea movies?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. There's another one coming out this year. Dead serious. We saw the trailer for the
It probably takes them 2 weeks to shoot one of those.
It might be an hour. It's just...
it's all AI at this point.
It was a play.
They have them saying everything in every scenario, and they just mix it together and make a new movie.
Yeah. And the weirder part about it was, you know, that's how he made it, right? It was a play originally, and then he shot it and was selling the VCR tapes like out of the back of his trunk, and people fucking loved it. So here we are on a multi-billion-dollar empire for Tyler Perry in his Medea franchise. But if you are out there and you're looking to switch it up, maybe you need to shave that beard. Spring has sprung, and our friends over at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. They've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basements. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Make sure you look your best this spring by using the promo code DRINKINBROS to get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. It's time to tame your mane, all right? Go ahead and get that Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The kit starts off with the Beard Hedger, which is a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. It also comes with the titanium coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single stroke efficiency. That's something we would all love to have. Just one stroke. Not the ladies, though. That brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. The Beard Hedger is a high-tech piece of art and a travel-size package with long-lasting battery, universal charging, and strong motor. Next, the kit has the liquid goods to make you feel good, starting with the beard shampoo and conditioner, because you can't treat your beard like your pubes. That's why the kit has a special shampoo and conditioner specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promotes beard health. It's also got the Manscaped beard oil. To cap it all off, they got the beard balm, which is a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing amazing scents and fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Not to mention, the Beard Hedger Pro Kit also comes with three free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. Save 20% off and free shipping with the code DRINKINBROS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code DRINKINBROS at manscaped.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. Next up, will Trump even be charged?
Wait, I'm not sure if I agree with categorizing my dick and balls as the basement of my body.
Why not?
I mean, the basement would be your feet, right?
No.
Dick and balls, that's where I live.
I don't think so, man. Do you really count the feet? Like, the basement really ends for me with the dick and balls.
There's an entire website dedicated to feet.
There is. It's just not, you know.
I feel like the body's more like a pyramid, and the balls are the center of the pyramid.
It's the base. It's a sturdy
base. Yeah, but that still wouldn't be the basement.
Yeah, right. So I'm saying the, yeah.
Well, that's
true. And why would the body be a pyramid? We're not fucking wide at the base and then get smaller as we go higher. That's stupid.
Birthing hips. That's right at the hip line right there. I know where you're going with this.
No. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Legs mean nothing, you know?
I go back to saying racist shit. That was dumb.
Yeah. Giorgio, you've been really, really dumb today, okay? And we're going to need you to stop it in the best way. Next up, will Trump even be charged? New York City prosecutors on Thursday said former President Donald John Trump created a false expectation of his arrest and led fellow Republicans in Congress to interfere with a probe of his hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Would you, by the way, with Stormy? Have I asked you that?
I don't even know what she looks like.
Really?
Pull up a picture of this whore.
Pop her up. Pop this whore up on screen.
And I say that because she gets paid to fuck dudes, and that's the literal definition.
Yeah, we have a lady here in the studio, and we apologize. She's unwhorish. She's unwhorish.
I don't apologize for shit.
No. We apologize for her. Like, it's not all, you know, all ladies who are... Oh, boy, that's a good one, Bob. We can't show that on screen.
I mean, just find a regular picture of her, although it can be difficult.
That one, there you go, top left. That'll play. Yeah, right there.
You got to be careful using that phrase.
Well, just show that one, all right? Where is she, at the Grammys?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Yeah, she looks all right there.
That'll play.
What do her feet look like?
I don't know. Go to WikiFeet, pull up her. It's got to be on there, right? Bob, I give Bob 8 seconds. Like a rodeo, and he'll bring this up.
We should make a t-shirt that just says feet picks, P-I-X.
Whoopsies. It's a great pick, Bob, and you did make it under the 8 seconds. However, we cannot show that on YouTube. Wow, that's a great pick, though. Proud of you, Bob, for all the things you do. Questionable.
No, you can post that. So, ladies, if you're out there, don't take a feet pick like this.
Which one? There we go.
Like the one... It's horrifying.
That top, that one on the top right? You can't see any nudity.
I actually
right?
don't care about feet. I don't understand the obsession with feet.
Pop, the one that it's in the top right that's in the box. You can pop that one.
Is anybody in here into feet?
Oh, it's not her.
I'm not into it.
You are?
I heard it's because.
You're into her feet?
Yeah.
So the guest is into. Why? So when he does Drink Your Bro of the Week, ask him why he's into feet.
I will.
Because I really want to understand. I don't understand it.
Sure, I'll ask. Is that your wife?
And if he makes a convincing enough argument, then I'm going to start taking pictures of her feet as well.
Yeah, you should.
She's wearing sandals.
Yeah.
Here, I found
you, Josh. Oh, boy. Definitely can't put that on screen.
That's a good one.
Could you imagine if we put that on the screen on YouTube? If we were on Patreon, we'd give a fuck to that.
Yeah, a lot of people in the chat here are saying they hate feet. It's like... I'm pretty ambivalent, but there are people.
I don't mind either way. I mind gross feet though. If somebody has gross feet, I can't fucking.
But right, it's like a director or a referee. Like you only a referee, you only notice it when they do a bad job.
Exactly.
Yeah, but or a bad lawn, right?
Yeah.
But there's not a foot attractive enough that I'm going to care about it. It could get too gross, sure, but some people just have an aversion to feet generally.
Sure.
Like, oh, don't touch me with your foot. It's gross.
No,
like,
I don't mind that.
You
I don't
touch
care
more
about
shit with your hands than you do with your fucking feet.
Yeah, I don't care about that at all.
That's why I wash my hands before I piss.
So do I. Because my dick's cleaner than my dick's cleaner than my hands. Yeah, same.
That's stupid. Anyways.
Same. But yeah, with that, that's fine. That'll play for her. On Saturday, the former president's forecast he would be arrested on Tuesday in the probe by Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Is that Bragg there up in
Alvin?
Alvin. Hello, Al. Alvin and the chipmunks.
Alvin
up there.
Bragg, who by the way received $1 million from George Soros for his campaign. Did. Just to, I like to say that because people think it's some kind of weird conspiracy, but it's
true.
It's true.
It's actually true. So on Monday, three Republicans, chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives, went on the offensive against the DA Alvin Bragg, a Democrat, obviously accusing him of abusing prosecutorial authority. Surprised I got that right. Thank you. As of Wednesday, a grand jury hearing evidence in the Stormy Daniels case had yet to issue an indictment. And on Thursday, Bragg's office sent the committee chairman a letter seen by Reuters. The letter said the chairman's accusations only came after Donald Trump created a false expectation that he would be arrested the next day, and his lawyers reportedly urged you to intervene. So I have a theory on this.
Okay.
Here's my theory with this. I think they were going to do it. I think Trump got ahead of the story, like he should have, got it out there. There was massive outrage, and a lot of the articles I read were exactly what I said last week, where if you did this to a sitting U.S. president, this would cause people to burn shit down. And now I think homeboy's got cold feet, and I think the rest of the Democrats behind the scene have said, hey, Biden's got some real bad shit in his closet now. If we start doing this to Trump, what's going to happen when Biden gets out of office? If he walks out of there alive, because he's 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
So with this, that's what I personally think about this case. But I believe, yes, they were going to do this. And then the optics were so horrific that they were like, wait a minute, we can't fucking do this.
Yeah. I mean, just from a timeline perspective, the way this usually works is the DA's office will call your attorney and say, hey, we're planning on charging Mr. Trump with blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
They do that to make arrangements for him to turn himself in so they don't have to leverage resources to go find him somewhere.
Right.
It happens almost always when you're talking about wealthy people, especially.
High-profile cases, yeah.
Someone like that. So the grand jury was supposed to meet yesterday. They postponed it until today without saying why. Right. There was a lot of speculation about it. Now today they postponed it again.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Until at the earliest Monday. So Monday will be the first time the grand jury reconvenes. My guess is that a lot of what you said, they floated, or this got publicized earlier than they wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the feedback was not great. Yeah. I don't mean like they're worried about Republicans storming the fucking state house in New York. As a matter of fact, they would love that. That would be the best thing that could happen for them right now. But they're worried about the fact that this charge is nonsense. So,
this actually goes back to something you said last week on the show about whether or not this charge would even stick. And you kind of walk the audience through the process of why it wouldn't and where the cash flow came from and everything else and how this would be impossible to prove.
Well, not only impossible to prove, but it looks like the New York City District Attorney's Office doesn't even have jurisdiction to charge him with a crime in this regard. Or they could charge him with a misdemeanor that would be a small fine, but they don't have it. So here's why. So for it to be a felony, I mentioned this the other day, for it to be a felony, there has to be, it has to be a federal crime.
Right.
Right. But why would the New York District Attorney be allowed to charge somebody with a federal crime? That's not the federal government. As a matter of fact, that's not even a state government, it's a city government.
Right.
So he can charge it with a misdemeanor. And that's it.
That's it. And all these charges with any campaign financing like that, it's typically a misdemeanor, and it's a very small fine, actually.
Yeah. It's like $1,500 per offense,
right?
I think it's something like that. So it's a $1,500 fine.
The last one, I think, for AOC, when I was reading it, I think that it totaled up to like $6,500 or something.
Well,
like
you
that.
Have to make restitution, yeah,
right.
But that's if you take like illegal campaign contributions or something like that, you'll pay restitution. But the fine is, I think, $1,500 per event, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is one of the most incompetent executions of even a witch trial that I've ever seen. They fucking, you can't even say they blew their nut too early. They just fucked up every part of this. Like, you're the district attorney for the largest city in the country, mm-hmm. right? The most, one of the biggest cities on earth, and certainly the most famous city on earth. And you can't figure out what is and isn't in your jurisdiction as the district attorney of that. I mean, that's bad. That's really, really bad.
But you have
and it's embarrassing as fuck too.
But you have an attorney general in Letitia James who ran her whole campaign off of "I'm going to get Trump arrested" mm-hmm. for something she didn't know what. She just said, "We're going to get him arrested. We're going to put him behind bars for something."
Show me the person, and I'll show you the crime.
Yeah,
that's the old Soviet saying. But yeah, it's like. But if you read this article, you can tell, and pay attention to Bragg over the next couple of days. Pay attention to CNN and MSNBC, because what they're going to be doing is blaming Republicans for interfering. Like, well, we had a case, but they fucked it up for us.
They're already doing that now.
Yeah.
And when in truth, what they're saying behind the scenes is a bunch of high-powered attorneys in New York got together, including litigators who fear Bragg has a weak case built on shaky grounds. And that his indictment could undermine more promising proceedings if they were to do it, such as the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Now, even to that, I'll disagree because you have it with every president, VP, mm-hmm. all that other stuff. You have the same thing with Biden. So let's face it, you're not doing shit after that. The Mar-a-Lago raid was unprecedented, yeah. and then you found the same thing at Biden's house. Well, you can't do anything now with that case either, so yeah. you're fucked then.
One of these attorneys that chimed in was, he's an expert in FEC, like Federal Election Commission stuff. And he's like, well, technically, that payment took place before he filed his campaign documents, so you can't consider that an in-kind donation. So the base charge, the misdemeanor charge, is on shaky ground. Uh-huh. It's like the fucking dumbest shit of all time, but... You know, of course they're going to blame everybody else but themselves for it. It's like you're in the gym shooting threes and you airball one. And you're like, it was the wind.
Yeah.
Wind got that one. Like, fuck off.
The wind picked it up.
Bob. This has been such a fucking... How much New York City taxpayer money has been wasted? Fucking wasted on this shit. Millions of dollars, probably.
Oh, dude. They've had endless fucking probes on everything he's ever done there. And it's just... I mean, you're just throwing money out the window living there. Bob, if you go to Drudge Report, I saw another deep fake this morning because we had those on the show.
Oh, yeah,
there was
one of Melania.
There was one of Melania, and it was so good.
I'm enjoying these.
Same here.
Like, why don't we replace graphic novels entirely with this AI art? AI art and then captions over the top like a graphic novel.
Look at how good this is, dude.
She's talking about Christmas right here.
Now, they can't write scripts, but this shit plays, man.
Well, this is
in shit.
This was actually back in December. They were trying to put the tree up. She goes, fuck them kids.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck about Christmas? Holy shit, that's a good one, dude. Like, that's a screensaver for me. I really enjoy this one. And these are starting to get enjoyable now. The weird part about it is... Everybody's sharing these goddamn photos and these deepfakes, and it's making him look more of like a hero. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of amazing, too. And it's going to get real fucking weird out there pretty goddamn soon.
Yeah, Bob said it yesterday or sometime this week. There's going to be a case from one side or the other where somebody sees one of these things and goes out like the fucking Pizzagate thing and fucking blows somebody up or some shit over some nonsense.
Yep. Yeah, but that's, remember Benghazi? It was all because of that YouTube video.
No.
Do we even remember the name of that? Remember that stupid thing?
The YouTube video? No, yeah. Was it something Messiah or some shit?
Yeah, something. It was called 1,200 views, and they were like, that's why they did it.
But fucking
no,
Muhammad.
No,
so it wasn't. Alvin Bragg is the guy?
Yeah.
Okay. His salary, and I think it's $210,000 a year. So like,
that's not very much to live in Manhattan.
Yeah.
So my point being like, man, there's no way that there's a lot of great attorneys in that office. Like, you went to law school. You live in New York City.
Yeah. I mean, you're fucking 210. Poor, dude. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And especially with how many great law schools there is in New York City. Fucking NYU, Columbia. I mean, dude, that's the best of the best. So.
Right. I mean, and Yale's right up the road.
Right there. And yeah. You're making 210?
Well, actually, Columbia.
To Yuma?
So, you know, Columbia just, they no longer require an SAT or ACT for undergraduate.
They shouldn't. I'm amped about that.
They definitely should.
I was terrible at it. I graduated with honors. I was terrible at the ACTs.
No, that's your problem.
What'd you get? You remember?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was pretty high.
Was that? Well, it's out of 36. What'd you get?
Out of 30. Oh, no, I took the SAT.
Okay. I did both.
I'm guessing yeah. Dan got a 1530.
No. I was on drugs, bro.
Okay. 1320?
1360. Okay. But that was...
That's pretty goddamn good. By the way, this is pre-bullshit. Because they've jacked up the SATs now. Yeah,
it's up to like 2400.
Yeah, it's so dumb. But that was when it was hard.
16.
When he did it, when it was hard. And yes. Mm-hmm. So you got a 1360 out of 1600. That's pretty goddamn good. I was terrible at it.
Well, I'm good. Like, some people can't do... some people have a problem mentally internalizing mathematics. You know what I mean?
I didn't have that.
Like spatial reasoning. And then some people have a hard time with the literature as well.
Yeah. Ironically, that's what it was. And yeah, man, I had a coach. It was the head coach at Colgate. That was one of the offers. And he's like, look, your grades are great because your standardized tests are terrible. So I had to take the ACT. He goes, maybe try taking the ACTs. And I was like, great.
I was the opposite. I had a 2.1 or something.
Fuck
GPA.
Me, dude. So I got...
Because I didn't even go to classes, you know, not doing that.
I don't think I cracked a grand on the SATs. I'm not kidding. I don't think I cracked 1,000.
Some people don't take them well.
And the ACTs, I think I came in... Because it was out of 36. I think I came in at 24 maybe or 25, which still isn't great. I needed a 30 or above. No, to get into there, I needed a 30 or
Colgate,
above.
Yeah, but that's a Ivy League school.
Yeesh, dude. Yeah, so you can do away with those fucking things. I'm good on that. Instead, you can just buy smart devices to kind of protect you instead of doing all that shit. Like expressvpn.com/drinkingbros over there. You don't need to be a nerd to know how to protect your computers. You can just get this. Pop it up in the background like I do. It's like $6-7 a month. Protects everything you got, damn it. What you do is it's a seamless app. It runs in the back of one of these guys right here. Phones, iPads, fucking desktops, laptops. Can you put it in an animal yet? Or is that no?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, if a robot dog, maybe.
All right. Yeah. Put it in a robot dog in case you're out there getting a Boston Dynamics dog for Christmas. ExpressVPN lets you change your online location so you can control where you want Netflix to think you're located. Because if you get it in another country, they got all kinds of cool shit that we don't have over here. They've got almost 100 different server locations, so you can gain access to thousands of new shows. This works with any other streaming devices like BBC iPlayer, YouTube, more. With ExpressVPN, I'm not going to say a lot of people are using it for porn at the workplace, but they are. They are, and that's fine, because a lot of the workplace shit is blocked. You can't get any of the fun stuff. You can with ExpressVPN on there, dog. Just pop that in, dude. You can do whatever you want at work. Make that lunchtime go a little faster there. You know what I'm saying?
Are you talking about looking up stuff on the internet?
Pornography.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah, big time.
Can't do it on a work computer.
You can't reach those Romanian feet sites on your government computer without ExpressVPN.
Is there Romanian feet sites? Specifically for Romanians, Bob?
It's Rule 34, right?
Yeah.
Rule 34 of the internet is if you can imagine it, porn of it exists.
Type in Romanian feet just out of curiosity, and we'll see if ExpressVPN...
Hopefully it's not Hobbit feet, because I kind of feel like Romanian can go one way or the other.
Put one up there. Put up a foot.
Soles of Tasty's feet in Romania.
Oh, there you go.
Romanian feet fetish videos on Pornhub. Let's just go with that.
Of course.
There's an entire section dedicated to this.
There we go.
Yeah. Foot job from beautiful Romanian brunette with gray ass.
Ah, okay.
Oh, first we got some AI porn.
Nah, I'm not. No, I know you are, dude. I can't get into it.
We're still in the uncanny valley on that, but it's getting closer for sure.
Nah, not for me. I'm not. I can't get into it.
The facial deepfakes are getting pretty good.
Facial deepfakes are getting good.
I'm not into this.
But have you tried it?
It just doesn't, it seems weird to me.
Answer Give the
it
question.
A go. Like, a woman can't even jack me off as good as I can jack myself off, especially not with her fucking feet.
Right. We're just but if you're into feet,
then this would turn you on.
And again, we can't show this right now, but this is something you can watch if you have ExpressVPN at work.
Or you can just
like
look
we are.
Right here.
Those fishnets can't be comfortable. Chafing, rubbing.
Just saying. They got blazing fast speeds.
Wait, Delco, show me your arm real quick. I'm just trying to mask the tattoos here.
Oh, shit. It's almost identical. Yeah. Is that you?
The lighthouse. Delco?
Really? Oh, man. Did we just discover Delco's hidden porn?
Delco, man.
He's got a hog on him.
Man. Ah, good for him.
Reach. Oh, that is Delco's arm.
Yeah, that's Delco's arm.
Nice cock, bud.
Yeah. Way to go, bud. Cheers. That's compatible with all your devices, like I told you earlier. Encrypts your data. ExpressVPN has the added benefit of encrypting your data. So you can browse the web securely like we are right now. Man, if you could see what we're seeing here. It's pretty funny. So be smart. Stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content. Get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/drinkingbros. And again, don't forget to use the link in the description. We always put these in the audio description. That is expressvpn.com/drinkingbros to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. It's super cheap. We've had it for fucking years around here.
It's like $7 a month, yeah, something like that.
It's great. It's great. Next up, Americans are getting more dumber. It's a huge shock there. IQ scores significantly increased from 1932 through the 20th century all over the world, with differences ranging from roughly 3 to 5 IQ points per decade. Now, the IQ test I was really good at. This phenomenon is known as the Flynn effect. Now, however, a study out of Northwestern University suggests a reverse Flynn effect of sorts may be taking place in the United States. This reverse Flynn effect was present across a large U.S. sample covering between 2006 and 2018 in every category except one. Still, there were consistent negative slopes among 3 out of 4 cognitive domains. I think I have the answer to this one in particular. And it's simply just the internet, dude.
TikTok dances.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, 2006 is when YouTube opened. And we started learning everything off there, started getting all of our shit off of there.
But we're not learning, right?
No.
We have more ready access to all information, but we're not actually understanding the information. We're just able to pull it up. And your ability to recall. Like, I would guess that memory function is down quite a bit as well because of that. Uh-huh. Like, you don't go through the mental exercises to actually remember something. You remember ancillary parts of it, like, oh, that dude that was in that one thing with the dog, and you try to look it up on Google and find him.
Yes.
Instead of having to actually remember shit.
Yeah.
That's so, how it works now.
Just in the last few days, this happened to me a couple times where I'm like, oh, shit, I'm definitely dumber. One was maps and directions. I'm completely reliant on whatever I type into my phone, into the car. If that doesn't work, it's going to be a long fucking journey for me. And I got to pull the fuck over.
I would highly recommend learning to use spatial objects to navigate.
Like what?
Like stars, motherfucker.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
No, dude. I want something cooler, like an Applebee's. That's how I got out of there the other day. Yeah. I knew this one Applebee's. No, I'm saying
look up at the stars and you can tell which
direction.
Didn't need
to. I just looked up at the apps. Fucking idiot. I looked up at the apps on the sign and I was like, ah, shit, I know that Applebee's. I was like, yo, man, if I take a left, I can get on Mopac Shakur right there.
Yeah, but that's only if you're going to traveling in an industrialized area.
Yeah, but that's...
No, when society collapses and you actually need this skill, that will be completely irrelevant.
I think I'll just pull over on the side of the road and dump out.
Yeah, well, for the first 3 or 4 days, you're going to raid every Olive Garden in the country.
Yes.
Right? Because I want those breadsticks.
I can eat.
Not only do I want them, I don't want anybody else to have them.
Nope.
Except for me.
And it'll be endless. Bob?
It's not like those Applebee's going to be wiped off the face of the earth. They'll just navigate by the husks of what once were Applebee's.
You don't think there's a terrorist organization out there just waiting for society to collapse so they can wipe out these fucking Applebee's? Yeah, it's called Chili's, right?
I want those pea skins, dog. Give me those potato skins. The other one was my kid was in the car, and he was trying to ask for a song, and we didn't know the name of it, the artist or whatever, and I was like, dude, just give me some lyrics. I typed it into fucking, iTunes. And now you can just type in like half-ass the words of it, and it'll tell you what the song is. And I'm like, Genius. No need for us to learn who this is or care why it is. Turns out it was Imagine Dragons. And Imagine Dragons sounds like everyone else. So
I have a solution.
That's why I didn't know it.
I have a solution for this.
Okay.
Make it social currency to not have to Google something. As in, like, make fun of someone like, oh, Kyle is just a Google shit. He's such a dumb motherfucker.
I think we will eventually get back to that. I really do.
Right?
Yes. I think at some point it'll all reverse. This is my hope, I guess. I think it'll all reverse and we'll start looking at people who are dumb of like, who's going to grab their phone first?
But there's got to be some utility to it, right? So one thing that pops to mind immediately is the ping, right? So the reason that there's a delay, it's called latency in technical terms, but the reason there's a delay, and if I'm playing a video game and my signal sucks between my controller and the game, I press a button and then a second later it actually happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem. So if we're in a society that prioritizes the quickness of being able to recall something, that might be functional, right?
Yeah.
But we're not. It's not going to happen. We're going to get dumb. So not only are we building robots to wipe us out, we're getting dumber in the fucking process.
You know what I mean?
It's like,
because we're so reliant on them.
It's like, it's so stupid.
It is.
It's like jumping into a volcano with a suicide vest on.
It is. And one thing my wife does when right after we put the kids down, she'll throw on a Jeopardy every night. Doesn't matter what it is. Like, there's a fucking library full of them. Finally, I didn't question it after a week. And then finally, I was like, why do you want to keep playing this every night? I'm like, I don't mind. And she was like, I just want to feel like I actually remember shit that I learned, and then just try to stay sharp and keep up with shit that I'm not yelling out to Siri to give me the answers for everything, because I don't want to be caught in a conversation like that. And I was like, that makes sense. And she's right. And hopefully we get back to that as a society one day where we're just, you know, playing Trivial Pursuit or some shit just to be smart. Or
I play with the retarded version though. Just to flex on people.
You do?
Yeah.
What is the retarded version?
It's like the kindergarten version.
Oh, I didn't know there was one.
I slipped my own cards in.
Look at that. In Jeopardy, that's called Teens. It's the Teen Jeopardy one.
Honestly,
you can get all the questions in that.
I feel like I'm a pretty smart dude. If I went on Teen Jeopardy, I would lose immediately. There's no fucking way.
Now you would blow through.
That is a memorization exercise more than anything else.
You would blow through it. For sure. But
well, I mean, I would win because I would kill the kids if they beat me. I'm not going to allow a teenager to beat me at anything.
Obviously.
And they're expendable. There's plenty of teenagers out there.
But with directions and shit, man, like, fuck, dude. We've been so programmed for years now where I was just like, you know, it used to be MapQuest. You're printing out fucking shit on MapQuest and then, you know, Thomas Guides and all that other bullshit. Now, dude. Hopefully we'll get back to it. But I think that's it. We have the answers right at our fingertips for literally everything. We've all been to somebody's house where they use Alexa for all of it. And it's just like, Alexa, how old is William Shatner? I'm like, William Shatner's 92 years old.
93. Like, he just had a birthday.
Did he really?
Yep.
Fuck you.
I think yesterday actually was William Shatner's birthday, if I'm not mistaken.
Look at that, dude. You're like a male Alexa.
Does Alexa have a gender?
You're a Malexa, is what you
are. I'm a Molesta. That's not the same thing. There's no X in that word.
I don't know. I don't think Alexa has a gender.
But the good news about this is that it's not isolated to one ethnic or racial group.
Nope.
It's not isolated to a particular gender or class or any of that stuff. It's everybody.
And it's this right here. It's because you have a fucking phone. Like, everybody's got a phone around the world.
Every single group in America is getting dumber.
Yeah.
All the same
everybody.
Time.
Everybody.
They're getting better at certain things, though. If you look in the crosstabs, they're getting better at spatial reasoning, but not at actual knowledge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is maybe that's going to prepare us for fighting the robots later. Who knows? This could all be on purpose. This is the simulation, you know?
It's the robots. They're dumbing us down to take over our bodies.
Oh, yeah.
And minds.
Yeah, you think robots are trying to make us smarter?
No. We're all fucking dummies. Next up, domestic violence, Italian style. I like this. A Florida man slapped his wife in the face with a slice of pizza during an argument in their residence, according to cops who reported that the alleged crime scene was splattered in sauce. Man. Police were dispatched Friday afternoon to a residence in Marion County in response to a 911 hangup. Upon arriving at the home, officers encountered Ortelio.
Sure.
That's a fun name. Alfonso, 39, who said he had a verbal altercation with his spouse, according to a probable cause affidavit. The victim, however, said the dispute turned violent, telling officers that Alfonso grabbed a slice of pizza and slapped her on the left side of the face with it.
So he's a righty, we know that.
Yeah, sure is. Came across. Yep. Boom, came across with that.
I know that, so...
The woman said that the couple had been arguing about the discipline their son. Come on, man. I bet it was his own pizza. I bet it was the kid's pizza. I don't know too many adults
who
are just
enjoying a pizza. The dad
was
trying to send the kid to bed without dinner. She said no. She got hit with the dinner, which I think is appropriate.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I don't know if that's true.
Oh, that has to be it, though. That's,
yeah, that, I mean, it seems like it. Well, yeah. Nobody just has pizza out unless they're eating it. You know what I mean? It's not like butter on a counter or some shit. So they were in the process of eating pizza. They were trying to discipline the child. I'm trying to imagine it in my mind.
Yeah.
When I do imagine it in my mind, I do hear Super Mario Brothers music in the background.
Bing, 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 king, 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 king.
Most of the Italian domestic violence I've committed has been to that soundtrack.
Yeah. The cop noted that the woman had pizza sauce all over her shirt and the remnants of pizza in her hair and ear area. So I caught her high with that one. Caught her a little high in that ear area. He then said, I observed there to be pizza sauce on the walls and the ceiling of the kitchen area, which further corroborated the victim's statements.
It was a massacre.
Yeah, it was a fucking pizza.
You think
everywhere.
This guy's going to be a spokesperson for Domino's now?
Probably not.
Like in the South, right? Or yeah. Just a Southern pizza chain. Is your wife a bitch?
Yeah. Yeah. God damn it.
Just him. Slapping people with pizza.
After being handcuffed and read his rights, Alfonso reportedly admitting striking the victim with a slice of pizza in the face, adding that he threw the pizza and did not physically strike the victim with his hands, just with the pizza.
Bob, do you want to pull up a picture of this dude?
Is there a picture of this dude?
Yeah, it's in the smoking.
Ortelio Alfonso.
It's in the smoking gun
39.
Article. I mean, he looks about as you would expect.
Whoa, dude. Violence criminal. Look at this guy.
This looks like a pic from Guantanamo.
Yeah, it sure does.
All he had to do was...
Pop it up on screen, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah. All he had to do was strike her with a tortilla, and he could have said it was one of those challenges.
Sure, could have, yeah.
That's a good point.
A good TikTok challenge.
It's like
hitting
somebody with a phone book so you don't leave bruises.
Man, this guy. If his kid played in like a baseball league or something, putting this mugshot on a shirt would be a nice flex.
Oh, yeah. That's like on the other, if you're the opposing team.
Yeah.
Just come out with his face on all your jerseys that day. That would be pretty funny. Yeah. So great. He was arrested on a misdemeanor battery count. So he probably did just throw a piece of pizza at her and somebody called 911 for that. I mean, whatever. I don't know their history or anything. But
me either.
After he was arraigned, he told the press, a bibbity boppity.
Yep.
And he just kept saying it, dude.
Over and over again. Is there a GoFundMe for the wife?
Yeah.
How is she recuperating?
She's going to get a 5 for $5 at Little Caesars. $5 hot now pizzas.
That'll bleed into the next story here, which is Domino's has filed for bankruptcy. Not in America, relax. In Italy. In case you were unaware, Domino's had opened up about 12 locations in Italy to show the Italians what real pizza is.
What kind of piece of shit is in Italy, whether you're from there or not, and you go to goddamn Domino's? There's a...
Bob, pop up this article, Domino's.
Have you ever been to Italy?
No, I have not.
So every 20 or 30 feet, there's a restaurant. Uh-huh. I'm not even kidding. It's the most ridiculous shit. Well, if you're around buildings, one of them will be a restaurant, I promise you. And you put a Domino's up there. What the fuck?
I mean, look, dude. Bob, show the Domino's there. It looks the same over in Italy. I'll just type in Domino's in Italy there. And
God, it's behind a fucking paywall.
Is it behind a paywall, Bob, on the New York Times? My God, this is an important news story for the people. And they should not put this behind a paywall, right? Domino's is gone from Italy now. And it makes me sad. Look at that Italian man. Pop him up on screen there. Was he one of the owners there?
I think he just tasted it. Yeah. He was like,
what is this bullshit?
Show his face one more time. Look at this fucking guy. That's most definitely what an Italian would do if they had a slice of Domino's. They'd be like, the fuck? The fuck is this? I did not know there was Domino's open in Italy.
Man, that's embarrassing.
It really is.
For Domino's and for Italy.
Yeah.
That's like just how dare you do something like that?
I know. That's insane.
I doubt there are any. Are there Outback steakhouses in Australia? There probably are.
There should be, right? The knives are in the bread. Whew. They've got to be, right? This guy has to be. Is there an Awesome Blossom down
it's
there?
It's taken a long time to figure out.
No, there are.
There's Texas Roadhouse here in Texas.
I just Googled Outback Steakhouse Sydney.
Look at that.
There's 40.
Yeah, there's one in North Strathfield, one in Glenwood.
Is that where it started?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely an Australian-themed company. I
didn't know if it was actually from there, but good on them.
Go and order a Foster's.
Big fan, dude. Huge fan.
Of Foster's?
But yeah. No, not Foster's. Well, Foster's is all right. I'm a huge Outback fan.
Is Outback like In-N-Out? They're like, oh, no, you got to eat it in California. It's actually good there.
There was a couple of listeners who went to Texas Roadhouse when they came here, and they just wanted to know.
It's like Guinness in Ireland. You got to get a Foster's in Australia.
I wonder if they have the Wallaby Darns, if you roll up to the bar and get one of those drinks.
I don't know what that is.
It's a drink. It's like, it's pink.
But what is I know what a Wallaby is. It's an animal. What's a Darns?
It's just the name of the drink.
No.
It's just a fun
flavor. It's like, I'll be darned. It's a pun.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Because I really want to know, and if you're wrong, you're lying to me, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
I was wrong earlier.
You're already fucked.
What are the ingredients? There's nothing else I can do to you. In a Wallaby Darn.
I don't care about the ingredients. Bob, I want to know the etymology.
Look at this. Wallaby at Darned.
I want it right now.
I know.
Like,
I'm
I'll
right.
be darned?
Yeah, I'll be darned.
Oh, that's fucking gay.
I want it right now.
That is stupid, and I hope that building burns to the ground.
I do not. It is a great establishment, and I've had many, many enjoyable meals there. Okay?
I thought you were going to say orgasms.
Well, that's that happens afterwards. You know, you have four or five of those Wallaby Darns down there, and your dick gets pretty hard.
I don't think I've been to an Outback Steakhouse since I was a child, probably.
I haven't been in an hour, I think.
Like
so.
16, maybe?
Yeah.
Not 2016, when I was 16.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, just to be clear.
last but not least, we got the Mark of the Beast, Amazon.com Inks. Palm scanning or cashierless checkout technology is in more than 200 establishments in and outside the company, a vice president told Reuters. The e-commerce and cloud computing giant is widening deployments of its contactless technology with existing customers. This one's shocking because they just closed most of those stores.
Yeah, but this is a throughput. This is like, what do you call it, Giorgio? The
Stripe,
yeah, processor,
credit card processing,
but the one that's in person,
POS system,
yeah. So it's like your point of sale system is now, because they change a lot of them to be able to accept crypto in certain places. Now they want to fucking basically put a chip in your hand, and you can scan that and then fuck off, right?
Okay,
yeah, NFC. So basically, the same thing that's in your credit card, the bit allows you to tap to pay. You just put that in your hand.
I think people would do it.
They will.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so stupid. Panera is doing it in certain places.
Panizzi?
Yeah.
Are they really?
Shit. There's two locations in St. Louis, actually.
Well, obviously.
That's where it's headquartered.
So where's the chip going? What part of your hand is that going?
In the top of your hand, I think. Or no, it said palm scanner, so maybe it's going.
So the Whole Foods by my old house had it. It scans your palm print.
Oh, if it's just the palm print, they're not putting a chip in. So
you're going to give your fucking fingerprints to corporate America.
I've already done it. I've already done it with Clear.
It's all of it. Yeah.
That's really stupid.
I gave them my fucking eyesight, my fingerprints, and all that bullshit for Clear. So did you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, mine's been lost to China already.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so do you care anymore? Like, dude, my wife brought this up. She was like, do we really fucking care anymore? They have everything on us with Clear and all the other bullshit. And I was like, you're right. No. And every time I stare down the fucking barrel of every flight I get on, including next week's, they're like, hi, sir, can you stand still for the eyes to get scanned? And I was like, oh, that's right. You have all my iris, all my shit.
Right. But that's optional.
Right. But so is this. This is mandatory, right?
For now, right?
For now,
they want to make this, they want to make a federal digital currency, right? And then they want to make fucking palm prints or iris scans for payments. and is I feel like I don't need to go into a diatribe about how not religious I am.
Sure.
We're all set on that.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, we know.
But this is Revelation chapter 13, verse 6 through 18. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of the beast, blah, 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 which is 666, right?
Sure.
That's pretty prophetic, don't you think? And it's also Marxist nonsense. The rich and poor should not be treated the same.
Right.
If you're poor, stop being poor. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
But yeah, this is like beyond the religious aspect. You, it's pretty easy to see why this would be problematic. It means every purchase you ever make, mm-hmm. whether it's between you and a company or you and another private citizen, will be tracked by the fucking government.
Yeah.
That is the only purpose of this. We're not having, there's not an issue with credit cards. We don't need to improve on that technology. It works just fine.
Right.
There's no reason to fucking make it your goddamn thumbprint.
Because, and if you notice, you know, this has been going on for a few years where you're just swiping your card. I mean, not swiping it, but just tapping it, yeah. Right? So with this, I understand what you're saying. And I think, yes, this is where they want all of it to go. So they know every transaction mm-hmm. you make, tax-wise, everything else. And then you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the card, by the way, if you've got a card with Bluetooth on it, and you probably do, if it's got those three marks on it, you need to keep it. You need to have a wallet that's RFID. Otherwise, you can be tracked everywhere you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like anytime it gets close to another reader or device, it'll fucking pop up.
Yes.
So you don't want that.
No.
Especially if you're committing crime. Here's what I'm really saying.
There it
is. If you're going to murder someone, leave your phone at home, leave your Apple Watch at home, leave your credit cards at home.
Yeah.
Dumbass. And don't drive your own car.
So
something preferably built before 1986.
We're all getting tracked, dude. Yeah. Get a Pinto. Just get a nice Pinto from 81.
Or a Vespa scooter.
Figure it. Yeah, dude.
Can you imagine how fucking badass you would look in one of those gay-ass French Parisian helmets on a Vespa scooter?
Especially here on this fucking highway right outside the office.
There's a trail of blood behind you.
Amazing.
And you're just like, Renegade.
Renegade.
Wasn't that the name of the stupid show?
I think so. Big fan, obviously. Big fan.
What was that guy's name?
No idea. That's how big of a fan I am. I typically forget their names and shows and all that stuff when I'm a huge fan like that.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, Lamas. Lamas married what's her nuts, right? Who's her fucking name, dude? Isn't she on Desperate Housewives of whatever? I think she is, dude. Is that Lamas?
He's got five ex-wives.
Five?
Shauna Sand.
Shauna Craig.
Shauna Sand. That's who I'm thinking of.
She's the one.
She was in Playboy.
I just guessed because she's the one with the most bad plastic surgery out of all of his wives.
Yeah.
So that would be the one on that stupid
fucking
show.
She was in Playboy, dude. Pop up the nudes of Shauna Sand real quick. Sorry. More women keep coming in. They probably shouldn't have today. You know what I'm saying? Apologize here. My God. But Shauna Sand was the one I'm thinking of. Lamas slang it, dude. He was slanging it, that fucking dude. Just throwing that meat around. Every lady loved Lamas.
Yeah, because he was a fucking renegade, dude.
I know.
He was a vigilante, and the only thing, I guess, unique about him was that he rode a motorcycle, which is not unique at all.
Yeah. Well,
and he had good hair, but what the fuck?
Is that, are we allowed to show that, Bob, or is there nipples?
Yeah. No, there's tits out.
Ah, fuck me. Again, the screen's far away, dude. I couldn't tell. But if you pop up a pic of Lamas right now for the ladies, for the four that are watching, they'll agree. Back in the day, that guy fucked. I mean, he absolutely fucked. Lorenzo Lamas, dude, was the man back in the day. Bob, pop him up. Pop up Lamas, dude. And is it two L's in Lamas? Or is it just one? Or would that be Lamas?
It's just the one.
Yeah,
it's
the one. There he is. Pop him up, dude. Look at this guy. Look at that's it. That's the on the fucking motorcycle. There we go. Stretch it, Bobby.
Yeah, because you're all coming into this situation just from his appearance. You're already kind of wet, and then you're on the back of that motorcycle vibrating.
Look at that.
You don't even need that weird fucking chemical we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, you don't need that tree bark to get your pussy wet. That's some Lamas coming straight for that ass.
There's a lot of fucking dehydration injuries among women around him.
Sure is.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, I'm dehydrated. I'm also erect. Before we bring up the Drinking Bro of the Week, go to drinkingbros.com where you can click on your submission for Drinking Bro of the Week. It gets sent in live. While you're there, peruse the store. We're all stocked full of merch in there. We got the hats. I got the automatic shirt on. I actually played that song on Ross Patterson Revolution this morning. to get the show going. Because we're on Patreon, so it didn't matter.
We've got some new shit. Bob, you want to pull up the website?
What do we got?
I'm going to show you.
I'm on some new shit.
Some people need visual demonstrations, right?
Dude, by the way, we were trying to get Last Row Lopez a Last Row ticket to Taylor Swift because he loves Taylor Swift. $780 for the Last Row in Jerry World.
Mm.
90,000 people, dude, and the Last Row is 780. Yeah.
She does it.
Fuck that.
So there's defund the government, which is, you know, a good idea.
All across the board there.
Click in one of those there.
There you go.
So this is the Fapstronaut shirt. And it's an astronaut pounding off behind the logo.
Yeah, basically. And that's just in space. And that's for all astronauts everywhere. So if you're out there and kind of want to jack off in space.
Well, no, a Fapstronaut is somebody that doesn't pound off, right?
Oh, it doesn't.
Isn't that what that story we did?
Yeah, but you're saving yourself. So the astronaut's saving himself in this one?
Yeah, so they can fill up the spaceship.
That's nice.
With cum.
That's nice.
Just to be clear. Go back to the previous.
Our glassware, by the way, is super underrated. Yeah, so love the glasses.
We've got some
new
baby gear. Daddy's little squirt, and it's a semen.
Yep.
That's for your child. This is mostly to wear to church, obviously.
Sure. And then Made in Vagina, I saw was one on there.
It's Vagina.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that's nice.
So it's a Chinese vagina.
Yeah, which with a little barcode.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but they're sideways.
They are. Yeah. They are over in China.
Same with polar bears, oddly enough.
I know.
There's one of my favorites, Lab Leak Survivor.
Big fan of that.
And then there's obviously the My Turn on the Good Hole baby gear.
Yeah, which I think just for your babies. And I've got the Drinking Bros NASCAR shirts. Those are fucking dope. And then obviously the automatic shirts are in there. And peruse the catalog at drinkingbros.com. Best of all, not one single dollar from your purchase goes to Ukraine. It goes straight to us. If you are in the studio, you can pop on in and see a live show. We'll bring you up live on air here. Come on up, friends. You can give out your Drinking Bro of the Week. You've been here all day with your lovely wife. Is it your wife or your girlfriend?
Wife.
There you go. Boom. You got a Brave shirt on? Let's go, dude. Oh, yeah. You got a stash? Look at you.
I know. I was mad you shaved yours before I could get here.
Pop it about an inch from your face, the mic there. You can move it. You can move it towards you. There you go.
That's what I tell her all the time, too.
Does he? Does he say that to you? Yeah, she says yes. She said, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's allowed. We'll allow it. First of all, your whole shit, dude, I'm jealous of. So, full disclosure, I shaved my mustache. We've been meeting with investors for the Series A raise for the seltzer and shit. Mm-hmm. It was like 12 fucking bankers on this goddamn Zoom. Everybody wants to see each other. So I had to shave it because they didn't know me, or they don't know the show or anything about it. Like, they just know the product. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck, they're not going to get this, dude. I've got to shave this goddamn thing. Like, they're just not going to get it in this meeting.
Yeah, we actually live like 3 miles from where Dale Sr. lived.
RIP, obviously.
So we're in North Carolina. So
we were with Junior a few weeks ago at Daytona, and I asked him to rate my stash. He gave me a 7.
Yeah.
I was pissed. And then his wife came back up to me later on in the night, and she goes, hey, dude. Dale's a piece of shit. That's an 8, dude. And I was like, thanks. I know she was just trying to make me feel better, but it did.
Yeah, it was a good one.
It did. You got a great stash there. Appreciate it. What do you do? You a fireman?
Nah. I work for one of the largest greenhouses in the United States.
No shit.
Yep.
All right. So you got sugar?
Mechanic there.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. Hell yeah. We're out in North Carolina.
We are in Mooresville. Okay. So just north of Charlotte.
Yeah. Yeah. Jordan's selling that team, so you guys might actually be good soon. Mm-hmm. I miss North Carolina. Yeah. I'll be back there.
We're originally from Florida, just north of Panama City Beach.
No shit. PCB, you son of a bitch. Yeah. Goddamn right you guys are.
Yeah, we were born and raised there. So.
No way. Yeah. How long has you been together?
16 years this year.
Congratulations.
Married 11.
Fuck. So. How old are you? You don't look old enough to be together 16 years.
I will be 36 in October.
Okay, so you guys met when you were 20. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. If you would have said like 4, and then I would have been like, well, all right. That relationship probably might not last, but at 20, I think you're good. Mm-hmm. Diehard Braves fan?
Yep.
Same.
Yep.
Same. Hopefully we win it all this year.
I hope so.
If not, the Marlins or the Rays.
Yep.
Obviously, because we've got some business dealings there.
Yep.
Who'd you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
I got two quick ones. So my first one is my granddad.
Okay.
Colonel Joe Wood. So he joined the military in 1968, the Navy at 32, and he did 7 years with the Navy and then joined the Marines. He was in the Marines for a year and then joined the Army.
Okay.
Where that's where he became a colonel. So he did 30 years there.
Holy shit.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So he'll be 85 this year.
85 this year. Okay. Yep. And who's the second one?
Second one is my wife.
There you go. Lainey. She'd have put up with this shit all day.
Yeah, I know.
We said your name on the other show. Tell the audience your full name, by the way.
Joe Allen Wood.
There you go. Joe Allen Wood. We apologize for everything that went on in here today. But these were the, if you guys were watching Ross Patterson Revolution earlier, these are the guys who didn't bring me Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And only fed themselves.
I tried, but she said no.
That is a lie.
I'm dead serious.
She said no?
Yeah.
You said no?
I even was going to sit in the parking lot and eat. Wow.
Damn she it, said dude. No, so. All right. I'm saying divorce now at this point, but whatever. You know, 16 years is up to you.
Yeah. So.
All right. So you want to give it to her?
Yeah. She.
She didn't bring a Sammy in here? I know.
But we've been through a lot together, so she's my ride or die. So.
Yeah, 16 years is a lot. Because look, relationships are hard work.
Yep.
At the end of the day, like obviously you love each other and you're attracted to one another and everything else.
Yep.
But then there's the rest of life that you have to go through, mm-hmm. and it's a bitch. And you either have to make it work or you don't. And that's kind of what the gig is.
Yep.
And until you realize it and appreciate it, then you know, fuck, man.
And she got me started on Drinker Rose back in 2015, so
she was listening first.
Yep.
All right, now she's back in my corner now. I'm gonna change my stance there. That's awesome.
Yep,
that's awesome. So day one homies.
Yep.
All right,
so appreciate y'all having us. So.
We appreciate you guys coming in, like, for real. If you're in the Austin area, stop on in. You can give out a Drinking Bro of the Week live on air. We leave the doors open. You guys built this place, so you should be able to come in, enjoy yourself, get fucked up off hard AF seltzers. Yep. And come give shouts out on the show, because without you guys, none of this is possible. Right. So thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We sincerely appreciate it. Thank you guys for tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson, and this is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everybody.